52 455 25 6.1 25.
Time now for some number crunching from our data expert Mona Chalabi from 538.com. She has given us this number of the week:
44.
And that is the percentage of Americans that said last month they were likely to make a New Year's resolution for the year 2015. And what do they want? To lose weight, live healthier lives, become better people. Mona Chalabi joins us from our studios in New York to talk more about this. Hey, Mona.
Hi, Rachel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So we know lots of Americans make resolutions for the new year, but do we know how many Americans are successful in keeping them?
Yes, we do. Our number of the week comes from a survey that asked over 1,000 adults if they'd be making a resolution for this year. And it also asked them if they managed to keep the resolutions they made last year. Mm-hmm. Only 41% Ooh. Said they had managed to stick to their resolutions for 2014.
I mean, 41%, that's not horrible, but it's not so great.
No.
Do we know anything about how long people are able to keep them? I mean, how long does it take them to break the resolution?
Well, there's a professor of psychology who has been researching the way that people make and keep resolutions since the late 80s. Now, one study from this professor, his name's John Norcross at the University of Scranton, mm-hmm. contacted people who had made a New Year's resolution every couple of weeks by phone to see how they were doing. By mid-January, 29% of respondents were no longer following their resolutions. By February, it was 36%. And by June, over half had given up.
Oh, man.
I know. And maybe those numbers are a bit of an underestimate, because if I had a researcher calling me every few weeks to see how I was doing, I think I'd make an extra effort with my New Year's resolution.
That's true, right? So sounds like people get off track pretty quickly. Does that mean if you give up on your resolutions for 1 year, does that make you less likely to make them again the following year?
It doesn't look like it. People seem completely undeterred. That survey I mentioned about New Year's resolutions has actually been conducted since 1995. Every year, about 2 in 5 people say they failed in their previous resolution, and about 2 in 5 say they will be making a resolution for the year ahead. Huh. Of course, they might not be the same 2 people, but it still seems remarkably consistent. And actually, there's another source of evidence that we don't give up: our internet search history.
What do you mean?
So using Google Trends, I looked at how people have searched for the words gym and diet over the past 10 years. And sure enough, every January 1st, people start Googling those words in huge numbers.
What? What do you mean? I never do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
By February, the number of people looking for diets and gyms trails off. And by December, it's about a third lower. And then you see it pick up all over again the next January.
Funny how that works. So a diet and exercise, what other kinds of resolutions do people make typically?
It's a pretty diverse wish list. So about 4% of interviewed people said they wanted to go back to school in 2015. Hmm. Another 4% said they wanted to be closer to God. And 9% said they wanted to be a better person. But again, the most popular New Year's resolutions by far were to lose weight and exercise more. About a quarter of people chose one of those.
See, I have to say, pledging to be a better person, that one, you're asking for failure. I think the key is to make them specific so they're achievable. That's just my 2 cents. I mean, there is value in just trying, though, right? I mean, at least naming change that you want to see in your life?
I'd agree with that. It all depends on what you want from these resolutions, right? So, I mean, I've been using the word failure here, but a lack of success isn't necessarily failure. I have this friend who each January 1st quits smoking. Even if she's frustrated when she starts up again each February, she always says to me that those 4 weeks without cigarettes are better than none. So if you want to change your life and change it for good, then my advice would be, if at first you don't succeed, don't try and try again each January. Just keep trying whenever you can.
Good advice. I like it. Okay, so moment of truth. Do you do this? Do you make resolutions, Mona?
Yeah, I actually told myself that I'd try to start telling more positive stories with data, and it looks like I failed in a pretty ironic way this year. But I'll try again for the next number of the week, I promise.
It only took you like 7 days to break that resolution.
What can you do?
Mona Chalabi of 538.com. Thanks so much, Mona.
Thanks, Rachel.